there has to be a deterrent, because one of the deterrence comes from the court marking their conduct with punishment, because then it hopefully deters others who think, well, this is, you know, if they just think, well, this is just a laugh, let's do it, let's just bring down a website, or let's hack into a computer or someone's server and just steal their personal data and then publish it on the internet, it's a great big laugh. Hopefully it'll deter others from doing so. Because one of the things that the anonymous thought of when they, early on, was that they were, you know, undetectable, impregnable. They honestly believed that they could, they would always get away with it. And I think it's a wake up call for these guys that when they do this, the authorities can get them and prosecute them, and if they're guilty, convictions, and they will go to prison.
What effect do you think prison and youth detention will have in these cases?
It's difficult for me to say. I mean, I know anecdotally that sometimes it's a wake-up call for them and they realise that their actions have consequences. And it actually breaks them out of their sort of virtual life, because the lives they lead are so divorced from reality. It is, they live their life through their nicks and their personas. So Weatherhead, who was known as Nerdo online, on the internet, Nerdo was a godlike figure to other members of Anonymous and so forth. But in real life, Weatherhead was just a young man with very few friends and not many social skills. And so when the real world suddenly says to them, look, you can't do this, you can't get away with this, and they're brought out from their bedrooms and their virtual worlds, it's actually an eye-opener for them. So I've known some of them, I won't name them, who've actually responded and said, well, I'm quite grateful that this has happened, because I've actually realised that I can't simply live in the virtual world.
To what extent do you think this movement is a political movement? I mean, the targets seem to be well chosen with political motives in mind.
I mean, there's a certain part of it. I mean, Anonymous sprang up in a sort of very anarchic way, because it started out by attacking the 4chan board, the Church of Scientology. So there is a political element to it, but one reminds oneself that Anonymous is not just, it's such a vast organization. If you could even describe it as organization, it doesn't have one single ideology. So, for example, Lulzsec didn't have any political ideology whatsoever. It was purely anarchic. They just thought, well, we will do it for the fun of it, the lulls of it. Most of the targets they tend to identify tend to be either because they are against their personal or collective ideologies. So, for example, they target the anti-piracy organisations, but sometimes they just target companies just for the hell of it. There's no real rhyme or reason behind it. And I've seen this in their chat logs, that sometimes they just sort of get carried away and say, well, who should we next turn our guns on? And then they'll have a sort of vote and say, great, let's bring down that site, or let's do this, or let's do that. So I wouldn't say that Anonymous has any sort of consistent political agenda. I'd simply say it's a bunch of young guys meeting on the internet, doing what they can and what they're good at. They enjoy the fact that they can bring down CIA website or soccer website because they have the ability to do so.
So just a kind of anti-authority attitude, really.
I think so. I think that it goes back to their age. They're immature. They're at that age where they're not part of the establishment, but they're not children anymore. They're rebellious. They're looking for something to fight against, to rail against. And that's what they do. So they just think, well, who are we going to target? I mean, the irony of this is, by way of example, when Operation Payback were attacking sites like Visa and PayPal, there was some chat about attacking Amazon. But then they decided that they wouldn't attack Amazon because it was just before Christmas. They wouldn't receive their Christmas presents from their parents if they attacked Amazon. So one can see that there is that sort of childishness to them. They thought, well, okay, we better not attack Amazon because we won't get our Christmas presents from our parents.